Morning. Hello. Okay. So this is the first time that the UPOU FMDS will offer the basic land use planning. So first time ko rin na magtuturo nito. So a little something about myself, no? I'm Ermin Lucino. I'm an environmental planner. I work as a city planning and development coordinator in a rapidly urbanizing medium-sized city. Saka ko nasabihin ko saan. I'm also a graduate of UPOU, Masters in Public Management. I recently graduated last SEM, December. I finished diploma in Urban and Regional Planning at UP School in Urban and Regional Planning. Right now, I'm pursuing a master's degree in Urban and Regional Planning. So, again, this is the first time that the UPOU FMDS will offer this short course in land use planning. So, meron po ba rito na naka-enroll na sa BLUP? This is a very interesting course. Perhaps yung mga nasa online naka-enroll na. So, basically, land use planning. When you have a piece of land, gusto mo siyang i-develop, gusto mo lagyan ng bahay, gusto mo maglagay ng business, you have to go to the city hall, municipal hall, to get a zoning clearance. So, ang zoning clearance, siya yung nagbibigay sa'yo ng permit para ma-develop mo yung land. But the basis of the zoning clearance is a land use plan. So, basically, titignan po natin paano ginagawa yung land use plan, paano tayo nagde-decide sa mga land, on paano ito i-develop, and practically, tignan natin kung paano we will strike a balance so para na magiging sustainable itong mga land na ito. So right now, we are faced with different problems. Gawa na rin po siguro ng ating mga activities sa ating kapaligiran. So we have flooding. Just recently, last December, yung 2 days na pag-ulan, yung city namin, isa sa nabaha. Air pollution and water pollution. So if you will look at it, these are some of the causes of these issues. Lack of solid waste management plans or systems. Basically, hindi naman po lahat tayo mga Pilipino. Pag nailabas na po natin ang basura sa ating bahay, wala na tayong pakialam kung saan siya pupunta. So that should not be the case po. Ano? Lack of proper planning in town cities resulting to urban sprawl. Urban sprawl, wala pong plan kung saan pwedeng available na land. Doon maglo-locate yung mga subdivision. So of course, a proper land use plan and a proper zoning ordinance will at least moderate po ito. Lack of climate change adaptation schemes. So since sa nag-present sa una, we're talking about climate change, so it's everybody's business po. Lack of disaster risk reduction management plan system. So CCA, climate change adaptation and disaster risk reduction goes hand in hand po. Hindi po pwede yung isa, wala yung isa, at yung isa, eh, hindi rin kasama yung isa po. So, solution. Sabi kanina, more knowledge, more power. So, there should be a comprehensive knowledge and the need and skills about environmental planning. So, ano po yung ano? Parang objective po ng course. This caters to the needs of the environmental planners at different levels. Also useful po for the reviewing or and revising the CLUPs of LGUs. So basically, baka iba-iba po yung ating reason on bakit natin kukunin yung land use plan, probably. Pero tayong advocacy na kailangan natin ng skills and knowledge of land use planning para ma-pursue natin ito. Maaring we're looking for a promotion in our agencies. Maaring we're planning a career change or career mag-shift ng career in the near future, or probably gusto natin kumuha ng board exam para talagang matawag na planner na tayo. Okay, so topics. So we have 4 modules. Number 1 is introduction. Number 2 is the planning system. Number 3, scope of areas and specialization and the challenges, approaches, and tools. For the introduction, we're going to discuss about the context and rationale for land use planning, planning history, evolution, and approaches, the urban and regional planning praxis, theories, models, and case examples. Ang gagawin po natin, we would ask you to go to your municipalities or cities and get a land use plan, get a copy of the zoning ordinance, and together let's analyze kung ano yung saan sila papasok in terms of mga models na existing. The planning system, the environment, population, and social development. Usually, this is the sectoral. When we say sector, we have 5 sectors po. Social, environment, infra, economic, and institutional. We have the planning process. So, the process on, ano yung process na sinusunod? 12-step process on crafting land use plan. We have the local economic development and competitiveness. So, syempre, kasama po din yan. The scope and areas of specialization, pagdating sa, this is planning in general, urban and regional planning, we have the estate planning, transport planning, environmental and natural resources, and public works. Ako po, ang aking specialization na kinukubang is NVI and natural resources. Challenges, we have the strategic environmental assessment, GIS, fundamentals of project development and management, PPPs, and climate change adaptation concepts and strategies. So madami po, solid waste management, DRRM, practice of planning in the Philippines, code of ethics, and again, napasama ulit. Okay. So basically the timing of studying environmental planning is napakaganda po ngayon. Kasi with the advent of RA 10587, yung Environmental Planning Act, so hanggang 2018, kung ang undergrad course mo ay hindi planning related, you can still take the exam up to 2018. But after 2018, dapat ang undergrad mo should be urban planning na. So we have at least 2 years para kung gusto niyo maging planner, mag-take ng exam, we have 2 years. Meron tayong window na 2 years. By 2018, wala na pong department head, assistant department head, for example, si LGU, like planning, SENRO, housing, wala na pwedeng appoint na hindi, licensed environmental planner. Even sa national government, NEDA, HLURB, so hindi na po pwedeng mag-appoint sa mga executive positions ang hindi environmental planner. So this is the best time para kumuha nitong course na to and mag-prepare. And by 2018, open po. Napakalaki po ng opportunity natin na makapasok sa bureaucracy because of the license and because of nakapag-prepare tayo. Kasi po, ilan ang LGU? Siguro around provinces, cities, municipalities. Siguro mga around 1,400. And just last year, ang licensed environmental planners is around 1-2 lang since 1970s. So imagine ilan na yung wala po doon, nag-retire na. So napakaganda. Kumbaga, the timing is really perfect para mag-prepare po tayo. So benefits of studying online, more open and flexible, you know this already. Learning anywhere and anytime, kahit sa banyo, pwede. So balance of work, family, and studies. So course offerings from February 6 to April 30, around 12 weeks po ito. So kailangan po at least may undergrad course tayo kasi medyo hindi siya ganung kadali. Medyo madami, but again, it's worthwhile kasi lahat naman tayo is affected by this na. And besides, ang almost lampas 50% ng population natin are living in cities na. So we really have to have a sustainable land use plan pagdating sa mga cities. Admission requirements, you can see you can check this on the website. Thank you very much and good morning po.